This episode is brought to you by Forward Friday. Forward Friday is my free weekly newsletter where I share strategies and tips on how to get started in online business. Go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter to sign up for Forward Friday. I send a Forward Friday email every single Friday morning, and I'm not only sharing tips and strategies on how to get started in online business, but I'm also sharing a lot of content around mindset, business, and lifestyle. Also, I might be sharing stuff that I am finding interesting in that particular week. It could be anything from an audiobook that I'm listening, a book that I'm reading, a blog post that I might have come across online, and even music that I'm listening at that moment. Now, this is a place where I curate all of this content, not only sharing the content that I'm releasing that particular week, but as well other content that I feel that it might be useful to you. So go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter to sign up for Forward Friday, or you can just go to my website, danielcarrizales.com. Hello, my friend, and welcome to another episode. Welcome to episode 77 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend, to another episode. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Daniel, and I am a creative entrepreneur. I am a composer. I am a content creator, educator, podcaster, YouTuber, and pretty much I just sum it up with this title that I have given myself over the years, the Creative Entrepreneur, and this is the birth of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is all about building a knowledge business. It's all about building a brand around your expertise, building something from the ground up, or even if you do have already something going on in the online world, by teaching what you know, sharing your knowledge with others, this podcast is for you. My mission with this podcast is to help you build an online business based on what you know. Now, who am I? How did I get started? If you're new to the podcast, my friend, I invite you to follow me here on this journey. Go and listen to the other episodes. But in a nutshell, I got started as a composer, as a stay-at-home dad, making music for media. I'm in the music licensing business. I still do this to this day. Okay, and I was sharing my journey online with others on YouTube. I was vlogging, I was, you know, documenting my journey, and that's how I started to teach what I know, which is music licensing. I teach composers and musicians and producers on how to get into music licensing. Pretty much just compose music so they can get their music placed on TV, films, and pretty much just anywhere, even social media, podcasts, for example, right? I use my own music on this podcast episodes. I've been using my music on my vlogs, on my videos, so I kind of like have become a client myself, right? So I make music for people like me, right? Podcasters and content creators. So, but that's how I got started, okay? So obviously, if I create content, I use my own music because this is what I do. I'm not going to use somebody else's music, even though I have used music from my students, funny enough, right? When I say funny enough, it's because I have promoted other people's music. So I teach other composers and musicians on how to make this music, and I have used their own music on my YouTube videos just in a way to showcase what they do, and because the music is quite amazing, really. And I want to show them how the music works in a video format, all right? I think sometimes a lot of composers and musicians, they don't understand exactly how their music can work in the context of a video or in media per se, right? Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you can tell that I'm outdoors. I'm recording this podcast episode outdoors. I usually do this outdoors as well, all right? I don't only record my podcast episodes in my home studio where I make music. I do my live calls, my Zoom calls with clients and group coaching and whatnot. But I do as well my podcast episodes there. But from time to time, I like to go outdoors, and I'm here by this beautiful beach called Carathona Beach, and I'm recording this from Nafplio, Greece. Beautiful Nafplio, Greece. Nafplio is was the first capital of Greece. In the background, you can probably hear the birds, some seagulls, and at this time, as I'm recording this, which is an early morning on a Wednesday, there are some goats that they go out for the for a walk. This beautiful beach is surrounded by mountains, so it's a beautiful bay. And the farmers around this time of the morning, they take the goats out and about, and maybe you can hear in the background the noises that they have. This kind of like cowbell noises that the goats have. I live in the countryside, you can say, right? But Nafri is a beautiful location. And I talk a lot about Nafri because it's my dream location. And the only reason why I live here is because I want to live here. It's a dream destination for not only the Greeks, the tourists, local tourists here from Greece, like Athenians, for example. They like to come here. And from around Greece, Nafri is a beautiful, beautiful place. But as well with international tourism, it's a very desirable destination. And I'm very proud to be a local here. It was a dream in the making, and the only reason why I live here is not just because I want to, but because my online business allows me to work location free. Right now, this is a little bit of an introduction that I wanted to do here. If you're new to the podcast, if you're listening to this and you're coming from my stock music licensing brand, I salute you one more time, my friend. I have a lot of composers and musicians coming from that brand about music licensing. Right. And the reason why I have created this podcast, the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, is because I've been teaching others on how to build an online business. I have developed this passion after teaching other musicians about music licensing. I have developed this passion for online courses, for training programs, for workshops, for emails, for newsletters, for sales funnels, copywriting, for content creation, right? And for branding in general, and how can somebody get their knowledge out there, and how can somebody build something from the ground up and work online? So I'm very passionate about that. This is the birth of that passion, the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, and my website, danielcarrizales.com, and pretty much just trying to share as much as possible every single week with a new episode about online business. Okay, whether you are creative or not, okay? Obviously, I am a musician myself, I am a composer, and I belong in the creative industry. But this blueprint of online business can be applied in any industry, whether it's fitness, whether it's photography. It doesn't have to be the creative, but obviously, it is the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast for a reason, because it's mine and because this is what I do. All right, but if you feel like you have something to share with the world, whether that's in the creative field, whether you're a musician or not, or you're somebody that is, I don't know, a graphic designer, a coder, or whatever, you know, you're into fitness, you know, it doesn't really matter the industry. You want to get that knowledge out there in the form of content and then create a training program and build a knowledge business from the ground up, you're in the right place. All right. Now, today, I want to talk to you. This is going to be a very practical episode, by the way. Today, I want to talk to you about newsletter. And what is a newsletter in the first place? You probably know about this already. You probably subscribe to many newsletters yourself. Okay. You probably don't want to subscribe to another newsletter because you receive too many newsletters from even me. Right. I have my own newsletter with this brand. Okay, Forward Friday, which is my own newsletter where I'm sharing everything that I know about online business as well as other content that I think is going to be relevant and interesting to you. Okay, so I have my own newsletter here, Forward Friday, with music licensing, with stockmusiclicensing.com. I also have a weekly newsletter which goes out every single Monday, and I just inform my audience about the latest a podcast episode or about the latest YouTube video and different content around that. So I want to tell you on this episode the importance of building, first of all, your email list, and how can you build your email list, and how you can start a newsletter, even if you're new and you have no idea how to create a newsletter, okay? So, and I'm going to, not only that, but I'm going to share with you as well the latest trend on newsletters, because this has changed and has evolved over the years. And I want to share here with you what's going on as we speak. I say I'm recording this in April of 2023, okay? So what's the latest trends on newsletters? And you can see this for yourself after this podcast episode. You can go and see other creators doing this. So you can pretty much just not only listen to what I'm saying here, but as well go off and do your own research, right? And I hate to use that word, do your own research, but do your homework, okay? So you can just see it for yourself and get inspiration and see real life example of what I'm talking about here, Right, so let's get started. So what is a newsletter? Right. Well, a newsletter is what it is. It's a newsletter. It's an email that you're going to be receiving from somebody or a company. Right. Even companies have newsletters nowadays, whatever that is that you subscribe to. Okay. But let's talk about your newsletter, why you should create a newsletter and why you should start right now, even if you have zero subscribers to your email list. Right. So a newsletter is something that you're going to be creating. It's going to be content in the written form. Right. And it's something that you're going to be sending every single week to your email subscribers. That sounds like very boring, isn't it? I know when I got started, I was using an email provider that you're probably familiarized with, or probably you're not, because if you're not into email marketing and you don't know anything about email list and anything like this, you probably don't know about these things. Right. But I got started with MailChimp. Right, MailChimp is just nothing more than an email provider, and it's just a place where you actually collect your emails from your audience. So I started with MailChimp, and now I'm using ConvertKit. Right, you can start with ConvertKit for free. ConvertKit is mind-blowing. I started with MailChimp in the beginning, but it was really very quickly I changed. I'm talking about within a month. When I started, I had no complaints about MailChimp, but something happened right before the first launch of my course, and I just couldn't risk it. So I went with ConvertKit because that's what all the pros are using. And, at least the people that I was learning from, they were using ConvertKit, and I just wanted to be associated with a particular brand. ConvertKit has changed so much in terms of the features. It's email marketing on steroids, okay? Landing page, it's just so much that you can do with ConvertKit. And I'm gonna leave a link in the show notes so you can get started with ConvertKit for free, all right? You just click on that link and it will take you to sign up to ConvertKit and you can start for free right there. Now, that's the first thing that you need to have and need to know. You need to have an email provider, an email marketing platform, and I recommend ConvertKit. I'm only going to recommend here stuff that I'm using right now. I use ConvertKit for both of my brands, for Stock Music Licensing and for Daniel Carrizales. Okay, for both brands. So I have two different accounts with ConvertKit. Now, obviously, I pay because I have an email list, which is of a size. You pay depending on how many people you have subscribed to your email list. But you can get started for free. That's how I got started. That's how you should get started. Again, go and check the link in the show notes, okay? Now, ConvertKit is by far the easiest way to create a landing page. A landing page is nothing more than a page, is what it's called, a landing page. It's a page that's going to be online. And that's where people are going to input their emails. And you can select an image. You can select a little bit of text. You can explain exactly what it is. If you go to the link that I have on the show notes, which is for Forward Friday, you're going to see what a landing page is. And that landing page has been created with ConvertKit. So I know that you're probably driving right now. You're probably working out at the gym. You're probably on a walk. You probably can't check that link. But I invite you to check that link whenever you're safe and sound, right? And go and click on the link so you can see the landing page for Forward Friday. And by all means, subscribe to Forward Friday. All right, every single Friday I send my newsletter. So you can see as well in real life an example of a newsletter. Okay, so that's a ConvertKit, and you will see the landing page that you can always customize. That's where people are going to input their emails, and that's where you're going to collect the emails. In the beginning, though, you're not going to have subscribers because nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows about your newsletter. Nobody knows nothing about you. And that's fine. That's how we all start. But it's very important to get into the habit of writing emails every single week, minimum once a week. I know it can be a little bit of a pain if you haven't done it before, but it's something that, you know, people that run online businesses, this is something that we do, okay? Now, again, I'm doing this outdoors, so you might hear a car or two passing by because this is a beautiful location. And, you know, you got people just coming and, you know, checking out the view. And obviously they see a guy talking to a microphone, staring at the beautiful sea, and they say, what the hell is going on? But, you know, all I'm saying to you here, all I'm saying to you is that you need to get into the habit of creating content in the written form for many, many reasons. And the reason why you want to create a newsletter is because this is a step deeper into the relationship that you're going to have with your audience. That sounds a little bit weird. It's not a step deeper, but it's going to be a deeper connection. That's what I want to say. It's going to be a deeper connection with your audience. All right. One thing is to have a follower on Instagram or on Facebook or even on YouTube. Another thing is for somebody to actually subscribe to your newsletter. It's a completely different thing. It's like they're literally raising their hands online and say, I want to hear more from you. And I want to receive your information and what you have to say in my inbox. So it is a step, you know, I don't even know the word that I'm looking for here, but it is a step closer into building relationship, a little bit of more deep connection. That's the word that I'm looking for. It's a step closer in building a deeper connection with your audience. It's very, very important. And another reason why you want to create a newsletter and build an email list as well is because regardless of what happens in the algorithms in terms of Instagram, Facebook, and even YouTube, you know, you want to have a direct communication with your audience. And email is the best way to do it. And it's actually the only way. There's no algorithm involved. You send an email and people are going to open it. It just lands directly into their inbox. And there's no algorithm at play. You don't have to pay to promote anything. You just send the email. So if you have 5,000 people subscribe to your email list, you're sending that email to 5,000 people in one go, in one click. And you just inform them and communicate with them whatever it is that you want to communicate. It's not the same with social media. Social media, you put a post and maybe a handful of people will see it, all right? Then you have to pay to just have a wider reach. This is not what happens with email. This is why it's so important. And you always control your email list, meaning that you have control over the people that are subscribed to your email list. So if you want to go from one company to another, okay, or if you want to take them from one place to another, like I did in the beginning with MailChimp, okay, that list belongs to me, not to the email provider or to the algorithm or to the platform, either it's Instagram or Facebook. So, for example, when I was with a MailChimp, I had my email list, even though I got started, and very quickly I changed from MailChimp to ConvertKit. I literally just grabbed all of my emails, okay, of the group of people that have subscribed through with using MailChimp. And I literally grabbed that list and imported that list into ConvertKit, right? So this is something that if you've never done it before and you don't understand about emails and all of this, and email lists, you probably don't get it. But you just don't have the idea of how much control you have when it comes down to your business. And your business is your audience. Your business is people that are your client or your future clients or your potential client, right? It's not a follower on Instagram. And that's all well and fine, okay? I'm all up for followers, and I'm all up for, you know, for people, you know, following on social media. But the real metrics is how many people you have on your email list, right? So in the beginning, you're not going to have any subscribers whatsoever, okay? But you have to start with the email provider services first, okay? With, you know, ConvertKit. When you start there and you open an account, what you're going to have is the first step is to create a landing page. And you're just going to talk about who you are. It's a quick introduction and what you're going to be, you know, giving away to your audience, to potential subscribers, right? Now, here is where it comes really, really interesting, because back in the day when I got started, the way this worked is that, and it's still true to this day, but I want to show you and I want to share with you how this has evolved over the last few years and what's happening right now. What's the latest trend on email marketing and newsletters and why you should start right now? Because it's a great time to start a newsletter, actually. So back in the day, what you can do is just write an ebook or have like a training program in the way of a workshop, right? For free. Okay. And you will say to your audience, or you will put it on your website, or you will put it on your YouTube videos or on your podcast. You will say, hey, download my free guide. It's a PDF, free ebook, link in the description. And then in exchange, they need to give an email, right? I'm sure you come across a lot of things like that. I have multiple freebies like that, both ebooks and workshops for both brands, right? For Stock Music Licensing and for this brand as well. And I have plenty of free resources like PDFs and whatnot on how to do stuff. It's a PDF, people can just download it, it's free, and in exchange they give me their email. All right? That's a way to do it. That's how you build an email list, right? Now with newsletters, and after they give you their email and they download the free ebook, what happens is that once you have their email, then you're sending like a weekly newsletter, right? They download the email, they download your PDF, your free ebook, and then they get a confirmation like, thank you very much for downloading my free ebook. You know, you will be hearing from me more, like, okay, whatever, next week. Yeah, I'll send you free information. Either it's information about my latest product or my latest video that I've just released, or, you know, just information, further insights into how can you help your audience. Okay, so what happens is that this was like kind of like the standard back then. And then people, what they were doing, and still true to this day, and maybe you are one of them as well who have done this, you know, you might download the free ebook that you want, and then you will unsubscribe immediately because you don't want to have anything else to do with the creator, right? That's fine. You know, that's why it's free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, right? And that's the beauty of it, that you don't, there's no strings attached to this. But you don't want somebody to just download your free guide and then go away. You want to build a relationship with that person. Like one of my mentors says, I'd rather have the relationship than the sale, right? What does that mean? That even if you were selling something and they don't buy right there and then, I'd rather have the relationship because later on they will buy something. And most importantly, you will have built the trust. I can't tell you how many times I have gotten a new customer after being a follower and an email subscriber for years, okay? How do I know this? Because with ConvertKit, with an email provider like ConvertKit, you can see how long your email subscriber has been and how active they have been with you with the emails through the years, right? And I'd rather have the relationship. So I'd rather keep the relationship. And even if they don't buy from me right now, I'd rather have that relationship and cultivate that relationship and work on that and say, hey, I'm somebody to be trusted. I'm here for the long run. And I'm always here available to you. And whenever you're ready, you know that you can count on me. I'm here, okay? That's more valuable than having a quick sell and then they go away. So the same goes when downloading your free guide, your free ebook, right? You don't want them to just download that and go away. You want them to stay around. Now, back in the day, this is the way it was done. And actually, it was advisable by the expert to not say, subscribe to my newsletter, right? Instead, download my free ebook. Almost like a way of camouflaging or kind of like hide the fact that they were subscribing to a newsletter, right? Or an email sequence or an email funnel. And I'll get into that in another episode because I need to dedicate one whole episode for email sequences and funnels and what exactly does that mean and how does that work, right? For now, we're just talking about landing page and how to get an email subscriber into your email list. And most importantly, which is what this episode is all about writing newsletters on a weekly basis as a beginner, right? And the importance of that. So back then, they were telling everybody, like, do not say to your audience to subscribe to your newsletter. Okay, do not say this because people don't want to subscribe to newsletters. Instead, give them something for free, like an ebook or like a free workshop in the form of a video, whatever. Kind of like fool them into this idea that they're downloading something for free and then they will be put into a newsletter. Every week they're going to get newsletters. Some people, you know, were really pushing that agenda. That's back then. Now, fast forward later to 2023 right now, and it's the thing has changed. The game has changed completely. Now, everywhere you see, everybody's very happy and proud to say, subscribe to my newsletter, right? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Like anything, like any industry, email marketing has evolved and has changed. And this is the beauty of it, that you need to stay updated with the latest trend. it's just not good enough to stay stuck in old ways of doing things. So now that people are being more open about the fact that they want to share something, right? And they're very happy to have a newsletter and say to the audience, like, hey, subscribe to my weekly newsletter. I think that's a little bit more honest, okay? And, but why has this changed now? Now, obviously, you can still give away a free book, a free ebook. You can still give away a workshop in exchange for an email. I'm not saying that that's dead. I'm just saying that the latest trend is that you can also have a newsletter that is called a newsletter. And actually, take it a step further and do what other people are doing, which is the latest trend on newsletter. Give it a name, right? Like mine, I have Forward Friday, right? So Tim Ferriss, who I have mentioned many, many times here in the podcast, he has his newsletter, which is called Five Bullet Friday. Yes, I got the idea from him. And it's a newsletter where he's sharing the five coolest things that he has found online and, you know, as well as his content, you know, and he has a massive podcast. So That's one of the reasons why I'm doing my own newsletter. You know, my newsletter is called Forward Friday. James Clear, the author of the Atomic Habit book, which is really, really popular, he has his own newsletter. And if you find him anywhere, either on Twitter or on his website, you just Google James Clear Atomic Habits, you will see that all he's promoting is his newsletter, which is 3-2-1 or something like that. Okay, that's another example. Ryan Holiday, another author with The Daily Stoic, right? He has a massive YouTube channel called The Daily Stoic. He's an author, right? The Obstacle is the Way. I have the Daily Stoic book and the Daily Stoic journal. I am a big fan of Ryan Holiday. And he has his Daily Stoic email as well, you know? And, you know, it's a way of building your business. I'm just giving you a few examples here, right? But there's many, many others out there, and they give names to the newsletter. This is the latest trend. I recommend that you, as a beginner, start with a newsletter and give it a name, because it's going to be very easy for you to establish yourself and say, hey, I'm sending every Wednesday or every Friday or whatever, a newsletter that is called Wednesday's, whatever you want to name it, right? Wednesday's Digest. And then you write a little bit of a piece of text, content about your industry. So if you're in the photography niche or if you're a musician, you will write about music and say, hey, this is the latest thing that I'm up to this week. Check out my latest podcast episode about it, or check out my latest YouTube video about it, or these are my thoughts on this. You can go a little bit deeper and more personal in the way that you want to communicate stuff, right, with your newsletter. Now, this is a great, great way to build trust. My friend, email is where you should focus 100% of your energy when it comes down to email list building and when it comes down to building your online business. This is something that you're going to be doing forever if you want to carry on doing an online business. It's the only thing that you should focus on, right? Apart from content creation and creating programs and everything. But, you know, it's something that you're going to be actively doing all the time. So when it comes down to building an email list and using a newsletter to build trust, you can also, and this is very important, which is part of the latest trend on a newsletter, not only you're going to send a newsletter to your audience, but as well, this content that you're writing, right? This content can be shared online in the form of a blog. There's a lot of people doing this, right? There's a lot of big people. Now, this is optional, but it's a big, big trend. And ConvertKit has a feature for this. Again, if you go to Forward Friday and click on the link, you're going to see the landing page where you will see the latest newsletter. And you can actually click on them and read them before you even subscribe. So what you're doing is that you're giving your audience a little taste of what they're going to be receiving in their inbox. You see what I mean? So again, this is optional. Some people say, hey, I don't share the newsletter anywhere. It's just private. You need to subscribe in order to receive the newsletter because you don't share it. I don't share it on my website or anywhere else. But a grand majority of people and big content creators are actually doing the thing that I'm telling you here, which is sharing the newsletter in their website. And it usually says a newsletter or previous newsletters or previous whatever, okay? And there's plenty of people doing that. Go to James Clear, Atomic Habits author, is doing that. Ali Abdal, a massive YouTuber from England, ex-doctor turned YouTuber, he's doing the same thing with his Sunday Snippet. All right, it's a wonderful name, Sunday Snippets. There's many, many others, you know, at this point that are doing this, that are just, you know, releasing this content in the form of a blog post. I mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Arnie, good old Arnie, Terminator. Whether you are a fan of Arnold or not, he has his own newsletter, okay? Now, here's a funny fact, because I just found this article quite recently about his newsletter. He started the daily newsletter. Now, this is a daily newsletter from Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? It's not weekly, it's daily, okay? That you receive from him when it comes down to fitness and nutrition. And I think his call says something like that the happy corner or the positive corner of the internet or whatever. And what it is that it's a daily newsletter that he's sending about fitness. And I think it's called The Pump or something like that. And I thought it was a great idea. Now, when you go to his Instagram, he's promoting that newsletter. Now, here's a funny fact. He started that newsletter in January, right? I'm in March right now. Actually, I'm not in March. I'm in April, halfway through April. So from January of 2023 till April, right, of 2023, he has 300,000 email subscribers to his newsletter. Obviously, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? He's going to have a lot of subscribers to his newsletter. Not everybody wants to be into fitness and you know, be involved in the pump and whatnot. Let me just get into the car very quickly because it's getting a little bit windy as well. So it's going to be picking up in the microphone quite a lot, the wind. So can you imagine that? By the way, go to Instagram and follow me there so you can see the pictures that I take while I am recording this podcast episode, the location where I'm at, so you can get an idea or a visual representation of me recording this podcast episodes, right? So imagine that from in just under 4 months to have an email list of 300,000 subscribers. That's mind-blowing. Obviously, Arnold, what he's doing now is he's just releasing a book. I just checked this yesterday, by the way. And he's writing a book, all right? And I think he's going to release a private community. Now, again, and by the way, Arnold is using ConvertKit. How do I know? Because I recognize the URL immediately on his Instagram. Now, this is something that you can see that big people, big personalities are doing. And you have to ask yourself that question. Why will somebody like Arnold, right? Famous personality, right? The Terminator, you know? Why will he need an email list? You know, he's Arnold at the end of the day. Why will he need a newsletter, especially daily? I mean, if you think that writing a newsletter every single week is hard, imagine writing one every single day, okay? Go and find Arnold Schwarzenegger on Instagram and you can see all about it, especially the latest post as I am recording this podcast episode as well. It's April 2023 as I'm recording this podcast episode. I don't know if you're listening to this in the future, if things have changed, but the latest post is all about him promoting his newsletter, right? Because this is something that is very important. This is something that is crucial to any business, to any kind of communication that you want to have with your audience. It's just not good enough to have millions of subscribers on YouTube or even on Instagram like Arnold. He cannot rely just on that, right? There's a reason for it. Okay, there's a reason why even big personalities are building an email list and they're just screaming out loud, subscribe to my newsletter. Again, the latest trend is this. Tell people about your newsletter. There's no need to hide anymore. You can still give PDFs and ebooks, like I was mentioning earlier, for free, right? But the newsletter is okay to say that you have a newsletter nowadays. It's okay to say, hey, I want to send you regular emails every week about information that I want to share with you, about content that I want to write about. I want to write about stuff that is important to me, Okay? So again, this is something that is the latest trend. I want you to get on board with this because there's not a better time to start a newsletter than today, even if you have no subscribers. And actually, if you have no subscribers, I'll tell you who your first subscriber is going to be. It's going to be you. So you go and create an email account and you sign up to ConvertKit, again, with the link below for free. In the show notes, you will find the link. And you're going to subscribe to your own email list. And you're going to get in your own emails. And you're going to test the landing page. You're going to get your spouse or your friends or your brother or your mom, whoever, to subscribe to your newsletter and check it out, right? And you're going to say, hey, subscribe to my newsletter, and I'm going to be sending emails. There might not be your audience, but you want to get into the habit of writing weekly emails, even for those people, even for yourself. And that's how you start. And you will build the stamina and the discipline to be writing and using content to build your email list. Now, I had somebody who asked me, and this question comes up a lot, actually. What happens when those emails are written and then somebody has subscribed to the email list later on, but they have missed the previous emails, right? That's a good question, because if I have sent, for example, right now with Forward Friday, I have sent previous emails and you subscribe today, you haven't received my previous emails, which is, they're amazing because they're mine and I created some amazing content. The answer to that, this is when this comes in very handy, is that those emails, even though you haven't received them because you just subscribed today, those emails live on my website, right? I can actually have them there as a blog post. And this is, this is a new trend that has been going on for some time now in the email marketing and newsletter world. I mean, another person that comes to mind, okay, is Seth Godin. And if you don't know who Seth Godin is, well, he's the email marketer expert. He has like 20 books on marketing. And if you go to Seth Godin on Google, you're going to see, and you subscribe to his newsletter, not even to his newsletter, but to his email list, you're going to get a daily email. And he's been writing daily, okay, like a blog post every single day since, I don't remember exactly how many years. But he's like the godfather of blog posts, right? And you receive this in the form of an email. And those blog posts that he sends, or those emails that he sends, which is a blog post, are in his website. It's a blog, right? And it's just a short text about something. Fascinating content. You got to check it out right now, or when you stop driving or wherever you get home and you're in a safe place, you know, because you're probably on the go as we speak. But that's somebody else that comes to mind, and you can check this out. So what happens is that if you want to go back to the previous emails or newsletters, you can read them, right? Because they're there. They're like in the archives, if you will. And if you go to my landing page right now, you can read the last 3 or 4 newsletters on the landing page, even before you subscribe, so you can get a little taste of what I'm sending to my email list subscribers, all right? So again, this is something that is new. There's a lot of new features that are being, you know, been implemented in the email marketing world. And I'm fascinated because that means that my emails and my newsletters, they don't get lost, right? Or I don't feel that, oh, I wrote something today, but in a year's time, when you subscribe to my newsletter, oh, you didn't receive all of this content. Well, it's there available to you that you can go and check it out. And it's part of content. It's more content that lives on the website. So this is fascinating. I'm really, really happy about this. And I'm doing this with this brand, with this particular brand, DanielCarrizales.com. You know, and I'm doing this from the ground up. Okay? So this is something that is really, really exciting. I can't wait to hear about your newsletter. And we're going to talk about in future episodes about what happens with these newsletters. Not only is a newsletter that is going to be sent, you're going to be sending to somebody, an email subscriber. Not only this newsletter is going to live on your website as a newsletter or as a blog post, but as well, how can you send this newsletter to future subscribers in the future, right, as part of a sequence? But I'm getting ahead of myself, okay? I'm going to talk about sequences and funnels in a later episode. And how can you use the content that you have already written in the form of a newsletter? And how can you automate that and have them being triggered when somebody subscribes to your newsletter? I know this sounds a little bit complicated. It could sound a little bit intimidated as well for you. But in a nutshell, before I let you go, is that you can set this all up, automate it, and by the time somebody subscribes to that newsletter, you can have those emails and those old newsletters being delivered to that new subscriber of your email list automatically, okay? And this is all done amazingly easy, again, with ConvertKit, all right? Now, this might sound like it's a sponsor. It's not a sponsor at all. I don't get paid by ConvertKit by naming them. My link is an affiliate link. It is an affiliate link for all disclosure, but it's for free that you can join, right? I don't get a single dollar or euro or anything from you clicking the link below on ConvertKit. I only share products and services that I use. I don't promote other services. I don't promote other email software providers, right? I only promote and have a link for that service that I'm using today. And I want to be really transparent with you of the reason why you should use the same email provider, right? Because I just love it, okay? And you can get started for free. That's it. Once you start to pay, right, depending on how many subscribers you have anyways, okay, then I might get a small commission from the affiliate link that you click on the link below. Apart from that, that's just a support. That's just a way of supporting me and my podcast, and that's that. But the benefit that you're going to get from joining ConvertKit and by me sharing my experience with ConvertKit and why I have two accounts with ConvertKit. You know, I pay for ConvertKit twice, right? Because I love them so much. And I'm very, very happy with what they provide to me. So I have two different businesses and I have two different accounts with them for a reason. And, you know, and they're always evolving. I want to share so much more about ConvertKit on how you can not only create your email list there, build your email list, but as well how you can sell stuff through ConvertKit because it's changing, right? The platform has changed and evolved so much that it's just so easy nowadays. I mean, I can tell you that I've been using them for many years now, and I have seen the transition into an all-in platform, like not only just landing pages and sequences and whatnot, but now you can even sell stuff using ConvertKit, right? But again, I'm getting ahead of myself. I just want to hopefully inspire you to get pumped and say, okay, where should I go, right? And I'm telling you here where to go. Like, this is the company that you should sign up for because this is what I'm using. And this is the way you use it. It's very easy. And also, okay, I also have a free PDF for you talking about newsletters and talking about free guides. Click the link below because I'm going to show you as well on how to get your first 1,000 subscribers. And it's pretty much a PDF showing you exactly how to create this using ConvertKit. I have screenshots. I have all the information inside that ebook on what you need to do in order to set up your landing pages and everything with ConvertKit. So it all kind of ties in together very easily and very nicely because even though it's the same principle that you can use on another company like MailChimp or whatever, I'm using ConvertKit. So I take screenshots and I use exactly, hey, click here. Hey, open this page. And everything is very easy to understand because this is what I use, right? So I don't want to confuse my audience on how to do this. You can go and download that free guide as well. Okay, the link will be in the show notes. And it's just a guide on how to get your first 1,000 subscribers, all right? And 1,000 subscribers is just a metric that is, you know, it's a big achievement. I still remember when I achieved that milestone of 1,000 subscribers. I even have a picture of that on Instagram. And I have shared that a lot online. Like, I have my first 1,000 subscribers on email. It's a big milestone, all right? And we use that as a metric to launch courses and, you know, open rates and whatnot and click-through rates. Again, I'm getting ahead of myself because all of this terminology has to do with email and email marketing. And we're definitely going to dive in deeper into this if you're new to email marketing and to email lists and everything around this. And what does this mean? What do these numbers mean? Right? Because once you start to send emails and newsletters, then you want to see how many people are opening that email. And this is where, opening rate comes into play. So you want to know exactly what your opening rate is. How many people from your email list are opening your emails? Right? Again, I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't want to overwhelm you with too much information. All you need to know for now is to just get an account, right, with an email provider. Again, I recommend ConvertKit. And then build a landing page, one or two landing pages, one promoting your newsletter, right? Give it a name, Wednesday Digest or Sunday Digest or whatever. Just commit to sending one email every week. That's it. Say, hey, this is what I talk here. It's about music, or is it about photography, or about, guitar playing or whatever. Go and subscribe to my Forward Friday so you can get an idea what I'm doing here with this brand. Go and subscribe to the other people that I have mentioned here as well. I'm not going to provide all the links for the other guys because, you can do your own homework. Again, go to The Atomic Habits and see what he's doing, James Clear with that. Go to Tim Ferriss, right? That's another good example. Who else did I mention here? Seth Godin. Who else did I mention here with a famous newsletter? Go to Sunday Snippet from Ali Abdal. I hope I pronounced the name correctly. He's a massive YouTuber from the UK, ex-doctor turned YouTuber and entrepreneur. He has his Sunday Snippet, a great newsletter. And before you go, another evolution of the newsletter, which is, again, it's very creative what you can be doing now. It's not just text. Right, you can add an image, right, like a photo or something. Also, I certainly have done this on both brands. I have a quote, for example, with an image, and it sometimes the image is from here, from Greece, where I live in Nafplio. It's an image that I take, and I use it on my newsletter. So it could be something that is content. It's relatable to the newsletter. I hope this episode finds you well, my friend. Thank you so much for subscribing to my newsletter. I'm saying this in advance. I hope you subscribe to my Forward Friday newsletter. Again, go to the link in the show notes. You will find everything there about Forward Friday. And as well about my guide on how to get your first 1,000 subscriber. And again, don't forget the link for ConvertKit. You can sign up today for free. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. I'll see you in another episode. And as always, here's to your success.